This is Philosophy Espresso. It's a series of short, stimulating discussions about everyday life. My name's Damon Young, and I'll be your philosopher. We are stardust. Joni Mitchell sang these words in 1970. Since then, they've been spoken breathlessly by celebrity scientists, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Lawrence Krauss, Carl Sagan, for example. They're the stuff of scholarly TED Talks and dodgy Photoshops. They're a mantra on Twitter for many. But are we really stardust? Literally, yes. Nuclear fusion in stars turned light elements like hydrogen into heavier elements. When their hydrogen ran out, the stars eventually went bang. We are made from the shrapnel of those explosions. If I eat a cheese sandwich, I'm something made from stardust, filling myself with something made from stardust, all of us given energy and warmth from another star. But why is this idea so popular? Well, partly because it's sublime, and I mean sublime quite specifically. The sublime was an 18th century and 19th century idea discussed by thinkers like Edmund Burke, Immanuel Kant, and Arthur Schopenhauer. Their theories vary, but the gist is this. The sublime suggests majesty, but also fear. It gives me an overwhelming feeling of my own smallness and powerlessness, but it does so safely. I can enjoy the awesomeness without this thrill being ruined by horror. We feel the sublime when looking at mountains, the ocean, the sky, but we also feel it learning about astrophysics, its gargantuan scales of space, time, and energy. So calling us stardust is cool partly because the idea gives us pleasure. For a few moments, we can enjoy the buzz of our own smallness in a very big universe. It also gives us perspective. Next to billions of years and kilometres, my everyday worries seem petty. I was going to grumble about my cheese sandwich being a little dry, but next to a supernova, it really doesn't seem to matter. But some go further and use this stardust idea for ethics. They say we are all part of this universe and it's a part of us. All life is connected in this way. All humans are star children warmed by a star. We inhale oxygen molecules once exhaled by Socrates. We drink water molecules once drunk by Napoleon. The suggestion seems to be that because we're connected atomically, molecularly, or chemically, that we should be kind to one another. But I'm also connected to my cheese sandwich. Should I not eat it? Perhaps I shouldn't eat at all, since all food is stardust, and I am too. Are all meals stellar cannibalism? The problem with stardust ethics is not that the basic idea is false. We are stardust. The problem is that this fact tells us little to nothing about a good or just life. It can't tell the difference between eating cheese and eating one another. It doesn't distinguish between Democrats and totalitarians. It is silent on the difference between exploitation and a living wage. Thinking of ourselves as stardust is beautiful. It reminds us of the titanic, ancient cosmos that we live in. It just doesn't help us much with the ugliness in our own tiny corner. That takes a kind of gritty realism, accepting that what brings us together is tireless ethical effort, not magical space particles.